I would be at the YMCA, and I would just be thinking, like, I know somebody's out there. The dude I'm about to be racing against at States, it would be November. I'm not racing States till May. And I would just be like, I know he's out there working. I know he's working. I know he's working. And I would remember the dude in second place. I would always remember the dude in second place and always, like, check what he was doing, like, online. I'm like, right. I'm like, okay, like, I'm just going to, like, keep working, because that was it.
Later, I knew it was water weight and bullshit from the beginning.
Yo, why ain't my
shit ain't on?
You can't hear nothing.
Nope. Cause you ain't plugged in.
Pull it back out and put it back in.
That's what she said.
Can y'all hear Ty?
I mean, Mike check.
I've been hearing him the whole time.
Yeah. You can hear me?
Yeah.
You can't hear yourself? Nope. The fuck? Black cherry vanilla.
I can hear. Yeah, I'm good. Y'all good?
Nah, bro.
Yeah, I think so.
Should have stopped.
You good?
I can hear everything. I can hear myself. I can hear you.
Word.
I can hear him. I'm straight.
Yeah, bro. But like I was saying, Carter, dog. He hits me up.
He hits you up just to check where you at?
No.
So you ain't catch you.
I'll explain how it happened.
Hey, Dad, how long gonna be till you get home?
He hits his wall. I told Joni hit me up. He calls her, and he's like, "Hey, Mom, my balls hurt."
Mm.
And every time I go to pee, I've been trying to pee all day. Won't nothing come out.
Okay.
She calls me. She calls me. She tells me. She calls me and tells me. She's like, yo, the same thing. I'm like, dang. Carter got a UTI. He's like, UTI? She was like, UTI? I'm like, yes. Guys can get UTIs. If you masturbate and you don't pee right after, hey, you can get an infection and get
never
backed
knew
up.
That.
I felt like we had this conversation.
I mean, it's happened to me before.
It happened to me.
Really?
When I was in college.
It's happened to me before.
Oh, you don't know this? I thought we were talking about this on here.
What did the UTI feel like?
Like you got an STD. And it sucks.
You feel like you got to pee, and like when you go pee, like.
Shooting blanks.
It was rough.
And then you'll lay down, you feel like you got to pee, you get back up and go pee.
How old were you when you got your first UTI?
No, yeah, but listen, what's it called? So I had to hit up Carter, and I'm just like, I got to explain it to him. And I'm trying to, like, talk to him about it.
This is a rough conversation.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm trying to talk to him about it without saying.
Jacking off,
masturbating, nothing. I'm like.
Sometimes you got to let that nut out,
when you do that stuff.
When you have a happy time.
I'm like, when you do that stuff, you got to make sure that you pee afterwards. And I'm like, you know what I'm talking about. And he's like, nah, I don't know what you're talking about. And he starts smiling. I'm like, you know what I'm talking about. And he keeps going with this, nah, I don't know what you're talking about. So then I'm like, Carter, I'm talking about masturbating. You know what masturbating is? I'll be like, I mean, I guess I kind of know. Like, so
I ain't like, finna admit to it,
though. Yeah. Well, from that one, if that happens, you got to make sure you pee afterwards. And I was like, God dang, my son is really turning into that kind of kid, man. He's really becoming a grown man. It's wild.
I mean, slow motion on the grown man.
So what's your thoughts on it? Like, what do you feel like you got to have?
I can't tell him no. I can't tell him no.
Of course
like,
not. There's nothing
like,
you can
That's like
do.
Telling a crackhead, don't use crack no more.
Right.
They're like, oh, yeah, I mean, I hear you, but that shit feels good. New guest, man.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Our first white guest.
Mm.
Is this for real?
Yes, he's our first white guest, bro.
Oh, wow.
Like, he's the first one on here. We are.
I feel honored.
Progressive. we're diving into other lanes now. No, but we have Dominic Peretta on. Peretta on. Bring him on. Glad you're coming on the pod, man. Sure. Listen, this guy, I feel like he's the most decorated Beaver Falls athlete ever, to be honest. I mean, you won everything in high school, went to college, I mean, was successful in college.
Nationally ranked
in high school, right? Top. You was what, eighth in the country?
In the 800, I think I was maybe third.
Third, see, I didn't even do him justice.
Second at New Balance Nationals my senior year of high school, so I got second.
Okay. Hey, that's what I'm saying. That's all we wanted to have you on.
Now cut talk that out. We're going to say number one nationally, right?
We wanted to talk about the grind, you know what I'm saying? How you became who you became, you know, the start of it, the end of it. I mean, success is the end of it.
Yeah.
You know first what I'm saying? Off, there's a rumor that you said that first off, that you're a hooper.
No, you're a dope. I was going to dive into
okay,
this.
Go ahead,
I was going to dive into this.
Are you going to dive into the rumor? Right.
No. Quiet as kept, everybody thinks he's just a runner, but I heard that you're a real athlete.
Okay, let me ask the question. They said that you were a hooper, but you said, Falls got so many hoopers, let me find something else to dominate. Is that true or false?
Nah, that's not true.
Okay.
But I did play basketball. That was like my first thing I played. Like rec league, I was like, I thought I was the all-star in rec league.
Yeah.
And then as I went on, I was in like third grade. I played on the fifth grade team. I actually hit a game-winning shot against New Brighton when I was in third grade playing on the fifth grade team. And that was probably like the highlight of my career.
I'm going to the league.
I was on the same AAU team as like Jeet and all them. I would say like I did play basketball, but obviously like in my imagination, I was like, I'm going to UNC to play basketball, college basketball. I was not on that level at all. Like, yeah. I don't know who the fuck told me that, like, or gave me that confidence that, like, that was going to be it. But as soon as I hit, like, ninth grade, that's when I was like, oh, like, these dudes is real. Like, I either got to, like.
So Josh Ginther, he was your coach, right?
Wait, who?
Was Josh Ginther your coach?
Josh Ginther. No, I don't think so. No. Okay. I always had Coach Rion. And
okay,
yeah, I think because
it might have been. I think it was Josh Ginther. You know, Mr. Ginther.
Yeah, I know Mr. Ginther.
Yeah. He was like, hey, he was super nice when he was young and basketball and everything like that. I'm like, God dang! So I'm just thinking that you just one of them kids that was just born to run.
I think when I was younger playing basketball, it was like I feel like I was pretty good. But then as other people started growing, I like didn't really grow that fast. Dudes was hitting the gym. I didn't hit the gym. I was just like, I don't know. I didn't lift. I didn't do nothing. I was just like, oh, basketball is all like practice once a day. I do these drills and I'm going to just get better. But I didn't know that dudes was in the gym three times a day sometimes, working out with their dads.
Literally in between classes.
Lifting, the Jeter. Like doing all that stuff. Yeah. The Jeter, Torian Leak. Like I remember his dad had him just like I thought he was gonna be an all-star.
Yeah,
like they had him doing everything, so that's why I was just like, I don't know, people started growing and I was like still like 5'8" maybe 5'9", and then you have like Jeet just big as hell, just
sky.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I was more of a shooter though, like I could shoot the ball, but
and play
other
that
than
D.
That a little bit.
How are you so fast and didn't play D? That's all we did was run up and down the court. That's all we did.
That's true.
Was just run.
Trap.
I think I was fast, but I'm not quick. Like, I wasn't, like, quick. Like,
okay.
Like, yeah.
Laterally.
Like, laterally, nah, I don't think I was that quick. But I'm, like, fast, like, if you go in a straight line.
Gotcha.
I don't know if that makes sense.
So what happened with the running? What made you transition over to that? Was it just when you were young, you was racing people in the neighborhood, and you realized you was fast? Like, what got you
But he
it?
Was doing like low key, like kind of distancing. It's like you can't just hop off. Like there's a lot of people that are just fast.
Yeah, but there got to be something that makes you.
When
like,
did
you know
it cross over?
Because, you know, Beaver Falls is not a place where you get into cross country or
at
anything
all.
Like
no,
that. That's not even.
All.
That's
this
not.
This ain't this place.
It's not. It's not a sexy sport.
Football or hoops.
At least not the coaching we have, because y'all got a whole different regime these days.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, but I mean, it's still different. Like, I mean, it's not a cool thing to go do cross country. Like,
it's still not a cool thing to do.
Yeah, you gotta literally have some type of drive or just know that you're a dog in this goddamn sport to be able to do it. You know what I mean? Like, what brought that to you to where you thought that this is the route that I want to go. I want to go do cross country. Was cross country first?
Yeah, cross country happened first. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay, this sounds actually crazy. So I was just, I think I was getting ready to play basketball. I know Coach Biega was the cross country coach.
What the?
Yeah.
He's just trying to get a check.
Oh, so you didn't get into running until like high school?
Not till ninth grade.
So you didn't like run at all young?
Nah, pacer test. That's about it.
I don't even know what that means.
Pacer test. Remember like in fifth, like sixth grade when you had to like run a mile, see how fast you run a mile?
Nah, brother.
Or stuff like that?
Nope. Or they like, you know, ever know in the gym where they like, it's like beep and then you run to the other side and then you like stay there to the next beep? It's like a middle school thing? No?
Yeah, no, he didn't go. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. They do it now, but he went to Black Op.
Okay.
Sorry.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
but y'all did that pace, the pacer stuff, and then you...
But that's about it. That's the extent to my running. And then when I was like... actually, it's crazy because I used to go to Alante's house right across the street like when I was younger, and I used to live in Colonial Oaks, and my mom would text me. Like, I would never be ever allowed to leave Colonial Oaks. My mom would text me. I think I was in eighth grade at the time. And she'd be like, hey, dinner's ready. Like, get home 5 minutes. I'm like, what? I'm all the way down here. So I would run home. I would literally just run all the way back to Coney Oaks through the woods.
Hold on, that's what I'm saying. We both was right here. It'd be the weirdest, most natural Genesis stories. And I'm like, see, that's some real shit that just happened there. Yeah. He was like this.
So for the guests that don't know, the Colonial Oaks Hill, dog.
Oh, yeah, it's real.
I lived up Colonial Oaks, and there's been times where I tried to ride my bike up that thing, got halfway up and couldn't get up there.
And especially when you bend that corner, it gets to a certain point where it's like, am I going backwards?
Yeah. Like, and you used to make it the whole way up the hill?
Oh, yeah, and I would be in flip-flops. So I would actually sometimes go down, so I would go down that hill to like, do you know that like underpass? Or, you know, West Mayfield.
Yeah, West Mayfield.
So I'd run like that way to West Mayfield, go up that hill, go all the way down, and then turn right up the big hill to go up. And then I would just, like, run home. But then I would somehow, like, go into the woods to make sure my mom didn't know I was, like, running from the street part. So I was, like, going to the woods. And I don't know. Yeah, it was.
You was out there on that road?
To think about it now, it's crazy because, like, I wouldn't even run in flip-flops ever again. But usually I was in Nike slides, and I would just, like, run home because my mom would be like, you got 5 minutes to get home. And I wasn't there in 5 minutes. Right. But
you made it home.
Yeah, I had to make it home. Yeah, my mom would.
It's a grind.
That's wild.
That is wild.
That was, like, the first thing I remember of, like, kind of, like, running. And then I didn't do that and think, oh, I could run. It didn't happen until, like, ninth grade to where I was, like.
Who like, told you, like, get into cross country? Like.
Well, so Mr. Liller, I was in home ec class or whatever that is, like, the workshop class.
Okay.
And he came in and was like, hey, anybody want to pass out popsicle sticks at the cross country meet? For $10 after school. And at the time, I was like, $10? Like, I don't have any money. $10 is fine. And
let's go.
Popsicle sticks? I'm like, that's fine. So I was just like sitting out there. I think it was with PJ.
Popsicle sticks, what's that for?
So like, say you're the first runner that crosses the finish line. You get a popsicle stick. So then you keep it. So when they write down the score, they just like remember. Like,
okay.
He got first, he got second type thing.
All right.
It's like, yeah, it's kind of outdated method to like find out who got first and second. But
I mean, on the lows,
I think you just say first.
Yeah. It's like, kind of like you kind of remember the guy that crossed the line.
You remember. You just remember. I just saw you first.
Maybe 10 people running. So like, if you can't remember the first 10 people that crossed the line.
Right. I get it.
But they were like, hey, $10. So I went out there with PJ. I remember they were against Hopewell. And our cross-country course is like through the football field, in the back of the, around the baseball field and stuff.
They didn't go up the PV path?
No. But I just passed out popsicle sticks. I looked at the dudes running. I'm like, I could easily do this. Like, they were running like, at the time, they were running pretty slow. I didn't know that at the time, but I was like, I could easily do this. So then I told Mr. Sheffield right there, I was like, hey, I want to run cross country.
Damn.
Because it's crazy because, like, the day before, I was like, hey, I'm playing baseball in the fall or whatever. And my mom was like, you quit baseball when you were younger. I'm not buying you new gloves and bats and everything. So I'm like, okay, like, baseball's out of the picture.
Crush your dreams.
Yeah, just, yeah, I actually thought I was, like, going to be pretty good at baseball, whatever. But so that crushed my dreams, and I was, like, had nothing else except basketball. So, and then I found out Coach Biega was the coach, so I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll do this. So he sees me running cross country, so maybe he, like, gives me a little bit more playing time. So then I run cross country.
That's definitely not how Biega works.
No.
Right.
Yeah, finding out.
You gotta try. But,
I get it though. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a good premise.
Yeah. I was trying to be a suck up, honestly, at that point. But the I did cross country. I was like the number one man on the team. Like as soon as I started, first day. And
so instant success. Like you out there
kind of on the Beaver Falls team.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
That's all we need. That's who you're running against. I don't even know them other guys. You know what I mean? Yeah. What team?
100%. Like Hopewell and like, yeah, I guess like just other like surrounding schools and whatever. Mm-hmm. But the, yeah, so I was like number one on the team. I would get like second at some meets, third at some meets. And I was just like, okay, this is cool. And then I go to Whipple's and I got like, I don't know what I got at Whipple's. I think I got like 20th or something. Something crazy to where I'm like, wait, what? Like, that's wild. And then Coach Sheffield was like, hey, you're running track in the spring. You're running track in the spring. I'm like, man, that's the most boring thing, running around in circles. Because I was like, cross country, at least you're running around like area and stuff. Then I go to track. I didn't take it that serious at first. We're eating McDonald's before practice. Like
it's Beaver Falls like, never took it. Like this side of the state doesn't take track that serious at all. Like you got to go like to the other side of the state or like different states.
Go because, to practice.
Yeah. Because everybody used to come out for track because, you know, oh man, we're about to go see the chicks. Chicks would do it to lose weight for prom or something stupid. Then everybody figured out, I really have to run.
We would quit after Mars.
I was running the 4x4 and the 4x1 and the 200, my guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I came out to throw. Everybody would just quit. And so we had nobody, and then...
And imagine him running around a track. Just picture it.
Third leg, we'd be winning. First lap, hand it off, second lap, third lap, I'd get dusted. And then I hand it off to Tyrone, and Tyrone would just run like a
deer, just catch up to everybody.
Everybody, like 47 seconds around. I'm like, this is incredible. I was that trash.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm. Is it though?
I mean...
Like knowing you're the worst...
Nah, I mean, at least you was out there doing it, though.
It's all about winning, man.
So you said you seen it, and you was like, dang, these circles look boring.
Oh, yeah. And then my mom also was like, yeah, you're not playing baseball. So I had no other option. Like, what happens in the spring? So I'm like, whatever, I'll like, try it out. I was, like, fooling around with it. And then all of a sudden, Whipple qualifiers comes up. I'm running, like, 215 and 800 all year round, like, getting dogged by everybody I've ever raced. And I'm like, yeah, this ain't for me. All of a sudden, I was in a race.
What were you running, though, like initially? Like, how many? Because you're allowed so many events, right?
Yeah, so I was running the 800 for some reason. I was running, like, the mile. I'll get dusted in the mile. Then they would come back, put me in 800, get dusted in that. Come back in the 2 mile, get dusted. Like, so, I was just like...
It's a real workout.
It was just awful.
It's like... I'm sorry to cut you off. It's so weird to hear his numbers, bruh. Because, like, I run. Like, I don't run. You know what I mean? I go out there and bang out a mile, bang out 2 miles and stuff like that.
Can't relate.
He just said 800 in 2 minutes. I'm trying to
keep... Oh, shit, I didn't even put that together.
I'm trying to keep deeper. I'm trying to keep a 400 under 2 minutes. I'm like cooking, bro. I'm like, you know, around a minute 30, this and that. He's talking about an 800 in 2 minutes. That's physically impossible for me. Like, physically impossible. I couldn't do it. I couldn't run...
Nah, you probably could.
No. Yeah, about to say, you probably can.
Yeah. No.
It's not like 2 minutes. It's definitely like, right, I couldn't do it. I'd pass out. Like, I'm just out of shape.
Though, 1 minute around the track, it's impossible for me. It's impossible. There's no way in the world I could be able to do it. No way. You couldn't bet me enough money.
Yeah, but I mean, you're cooking, though. Like, you got to take the, like, as soon as they, you got to get off. Like, you got to.
The fastest
and
mile.
And hit the wall.
The
like
fastest mile that I've ran is like a 7:17.
I feel like that's decent time. Maybe.
That's not bad.
Right.
Inside,
see
he's
how
like,
I did it?
Inside, he's like, goofy. No. Like, that's...
No.
He gave you the keep up the good work.
I ain't even going to get out of bed for that. 7:17. No, I'm not doing that.
Damn.
So go ahead. Continue on from...
So he was doing... Say he was doing 800. He was doing a mile, a 2 mile, whatever. That was your typical events.
Yeah. Then Whipple qualifiers came around, and I ran like 203 out of nowhere. And I qualified for Whipple's. And I was like, oh, like, that wasn't too bad, like, whatever. And then my coach was all hype and stuff. And then Whipple's comes around, and I get third in the Whipple.
Third? And,
yeah.
And your first Whipple in ninth grade?
First Whipple, ninth grade. And I was like, wait, what the, like, what? This don't even make no sense. Like, I don't know how I went from, like, getting dogged by everybody to now I'm third in the Whipple. And then states come around, and then I don't even make the final. Like, it was just, like, bad. But that, I'm happy that happened because that fueled me. Like, that entire summer, I went into cross country. I was like, I'm not, Like, I was just a dog. Like, I was just like, it like flipped a switch in me. And I was like, that's not going to ever happen again in my life.
Right. The competitor in you came out, because most people would just be like, oh, it's over. Like, you know what I mean? They just, I'm done with it. But you was like, all right, wait till next year. And I got all this time left. Like, I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah.
That's fire. With that drive changing, what changed about the training, the lifestyle? Was you still eating McDonald's?
No. I wasn't eating McDonald's at all. I wasn't even eating junk food. I was training. I would go to practice, and then I would go to the YMCA. I would bike, and then I would also lift, and then sometimes I would run after that as well. Like, I would run at practice, go to the YMCA, bike, sometimes play basketball as well, and then lift. And this was like almost every single day. Like, I would go to the, every time I could, every
time timing yourself and everything.
Bro, do you remember when this boy was running around town?
I remember just seeing him, and I'd be like, man, let's just white like kid running from him.
What is he doing? Like, cause you're so much younger than us. So it's like seeing you run around, I'm like, who is this young kid sprinting around Beaver Falls?
Yeah, nobody really put it together.
Cause he was on the main streets.
I would be on the main streets, and most of the time, if I'm not at practice, I was on 11th Street Hill. I would, like, just sprint up 11th Street Hill, like,
What I tell you, son. That's what I did.
He did this one time in his life, and he didn't sprint. He got up it at a faster pace than walking.
I got there.
It's rough.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's
rough. Like, literally, he used to be running around town. I'm like, man, this kid is a nut.
But who would even know, like, cause I had to go to college and be like, oh, they make you run hills to get you in better shape, like faster. You know what I mean? Like, but in high school, I didn't know. I thought lifting, like just bench pressing, I was like, oh, I worked out today. No, you didn't work out. You just did one, like two things. You know what I mean? Like, you wasn't really like, so you knew like at an early moment that you were like, oh, I have to put this type of work in to get to this next level.
Or was there somebody else that was helping you with that mentality to get you?
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know how it happened, but my mom's friend somehow knew this girl, this woman named Sabina. She's German. She lives in New Brighton, and she was helping out my friend's daughter in like cross country, like just giving her training. And she was just like helping her out. And my mom was like, hey, your son's getting into running. Hey, why don't you link up with Sabina? So I linked up with her, and she was like taking me on runs. She would print out like Olympians. She would put them on paper and everything. And I would just like read their bios. I didn't know anything about running at the time. She would give me runner's magazines. She would like tell me she would bring snacks for meats to me. Like, she would buy me running shoes. She bought my running spikes. Like, she was like pretty much my mom at that point. Like, just doing everything for me. And then
she was trying to be his manager in case he went to the Olympics.
That's what it was.
Hey, yo. Smart.
Nah, she.
Get in early.
So she like really like drove me to get to like,
but she was a runner understand. Though. Like, what was her background?
She was like 50 some at the time, and she would run marathons like in every single state. I remember the one year she ran like 16 marathons or something crazy in a year.
Damn.
Like, usually people run one marathon a year,
and they train for one or maybe two.
She was running like 16 or something.
I mean, you
got to
travel for that.
Yeah, she was traveling all over the place. She would run one. I think she ran a marathon in every single state, I want to say. But she was like a distance runner. So she would just help me out with like cross country training. She would give me like a training plan type thing. But then also my high school coaches, Amy Taylor and St. Clair Williams, they were like pushing me as well. Like, they just came onto the job my freshman year for track.
Yeah.
So like, it was Coach Kelly, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we had.
Yeah.
Imagine like damn near breaking
records.
Come on. And
this is gonna get put out.
Oh, yeah.
This is gonna get put out.
Good peoples, man.
Good peoples.
He is a good guy.
Yeah. Lost
I
my cat.
Don't think he was. I don't think it was just the best position for him to be the track coach. But that's.
That's a soft way of saying he wasn't a good track coach. Okay.
Well, after I had the track coaches I had.
Like, once you like see somebody that knows like, what they're doing.
They were so invested in the entire team. Like, my track coaches were so invested in me, it was hard for me to fail. And Sabina was so invested in me, it was hard for me to fail. Like, they were they were giving me it, and I didn't have to do it. They were like, hey, you could do this if you want. Or, like, you know, we could just, like, you could just keep running for fun and kind of just like doing practice.
Yeah.
But instead they were like, hey, if you want to be better, like, here's the next step. Like, here, I could take you to this next step, but you're gonna have to put the work in. Like, it's all on you, but I could be there for you, like helping you out through the way.
Yeah.
So Yeah, so Sabina came in and was like pretty much my mom at that point, to be honest. She was getting me training and everything. And then cross country season happened that year. And I remember going into my sophomore year, Sabina came up to me and was like, "Hey, I'm gonna pay for everything for you to go to the Junior Olympics if you could qualify for it."
So then you didn't want to let her down.
Man, you need stuff like that, man.
That's crazy.
Like someone to be able to fund that side and 100%. Be there for you on that. Now it's just like, "Hey, yo, just bring that dog. Bring that dog.
I'm upset at my parents now because
I know.
They didn't back me like that. Like, some bullshit.
I'm very blessed with this. Like, it definitely just wasn't me, but it definitely was like, so she came up to me and she was like, "Hey, I'll pay for the Junior Olympics thing. I'll take you there. I'll do everything.
But
you have to qualify for it.
Right.
Like, I'll pay for it. You just got to do it." So first race, my sophomore year, I think I ran 156. So I went from flat to 156. And then my next race after that, I think I had to break 155 to qualify for Junior Olympics. And I think I ran 152 or something, so 153 or something. And then that's when I think I broke the Whippeal record. I won Whippeals in the 800 and mile.
The Whippeal record.
I got second in the Whippeals, I think in the 2 mile as well that year. And then
do you know if you still hold these records?
Oh, yeah. I think I still own the Whippy. I don't know about the mile Whippeal record, but I know I own the 800 Whippeal record. I know I still own the AA state record in the 800.
I like how he says it. I know I own.
Own that.
I know I own that thing.
Own.
Body bag.
So after I won Whippeals twice my sophomore year, then got second in 2 mile, then right before states, my coach came up to me and was like, "Hey, like, we should just ditch this 2 mile thing. You just run the 800 a mile. I think you could win both." And then I end up going to states and I won both of those. And then that's when everything started setting in. That same exact meet my sophomore year, the University of Virginia came up to me. University of Penn State came up to me. Like, Michigan came up to me. Like, they were all like, "Yo," I was the number one sophomore in the class, like in the nation at that point.
What year is sophomore?
When I was a sophomore in high school.
I mean, what year is that? 2015, 16?
2014. Yeah, I think. Yeah, 2014.
Okay.
And that's when it got real. That's when, like, my coach, like, brought me to the side and was like, "Hey, like, this is about to get, like, I didn't even know you could go to college to run at that point. Like, I'm still running to win, just to win."
Nobody knew that.
Yeah.
I mean, Lauren Williams, that's when we found out. We were like, "Hold on, I'm from Rochester?" Like, but, like, nobody in Beer Falls ever was like, "I'm going out for the track team because I want a scholarship." That never happened. No. It wasn't even a possibility.
No, not at all. And I think, just go back one step. I remember right before that track season happened, I told somebody my goals in a class. I'm not gonna say his name, but I told him my goals in class, and he just started laughing at me. He's like, "Yeah, buddy, you ain't doing that shit." Like, I was just like, "I'm trying to win states in 800 miles."
Say he was
and
black.
He was definitely black.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. As soon as he said that, he was black.
He's another athlete.
But that fueled me a little bit in the back.
That could have been
in
black was he people, your friend.
Because
that could have been a little bit of fuel. I'm gonna say this because I know what's going to drive me.
We all went to the same school. We're from the same town.
Type shit.
He was 100%.
This is a hater town.
100%. Okay. 1,000%. Yeah. He was. Yeah. No.
And you just wanted to shit.
So you never like wrote down your goals. It was more just.
No, I was like, I want to.
You thought about them and you just did them.
I just want to win. Like, that's all it was. Like, I'm just trying to win everything I go into. And then after I started winning some more, I was like, "Okay, I want to break records. Like, I'm going after records." So after my sophomore year of winning, I was like, "I'm trying
to
break records."
Who knew we had track records at Beaver Falls, bro?
What made you do that, though? Was it like, "Yo, I'm beating folks. I need to set a new milestone to beat"? Like, how?
And were you chasing like people that that were like you knew were going to states? And like, were you checking their numbers and stuff like that?
So that's another thing that fueled me as well. Like, I would be at the YMCA. And I would just be thinking, like, I know somebody's out there. The dude I'm about to be racing against at states, it would be November. I'm not racing states till May. And I would just be like, I know he's out there working. I know he's working. I know he's working. And I would remember the dude in second place. I would always remember the dude in second place and always, like, check what he was doing, like, online. I'm just going to keep working. Because that was in the back of my mind all my time. I'm like, I got to keep doing this because I know somebody out there is also working. And I know that dude's trying to beat me.
Right, because a lot of people can compete locally, like, for that meet. Okay, we're going up against this school. All I have to do is run this, whatever. But then you got to start looking at the big picture.
Right, right.
And it's like, boom.
Was your pops, like, around?
No, not this time. I think my mom and my dad got divorced when I was 11, I think.
Okay, I was wondering, like, if like, was Pops there to, like, give you that push, that extra push? Because, like, my dad was a nut. It didn't turn out to be anything. That first initial sports aspect of me, it came from my Pops competing and wanting to be better than everybody. And that's what it was. It was all from my Pops and just trying to be that. So I was just wondering if that was like that.
My dad never said anything. He was just like, that's what you want to do? Cool. All right. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, I think it was just like that happened to me and I was just like mad. Everything I did, like I was running because I was mad. I was just like, I don't know. I was just like mad at the world. Like, I think I ran my best times when I was just pissed off. Like somebody talked shit to me and I'm like, all right, like.
Let's go get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you learn to harness that even when someone didn't piss you off? Like, could you put yourself there? Or did you need
I that? Think there was so much of it after my sophomore year. Like, I had dudes DMing me on Twitter that I don't even know. I didn't even know if they ran. They were just like, yo, watch out next track me. I'm going to whoop your ass.
Okay.
And I don't even think I raced.
See, that's that social
that's
media.
Gall. That's gall.
Somebody would have got shot.
You know what's lovely about this whole conversation, bro? Because Murd always, always thinks it's wrong to compete against other people.
No.
So me, that's what I do. I compete against other people. Yeah, he's the same kind of way.
Competing about dumb stuff, though.
He competes against other people. That's what he does. He competes against other people's times. He wants to see what they're doing. He wants to.
I mean, that's
them.
The obvious, though.
That then makes him better than everybody else.
Okay.
That's a good way to go about it.
It's not a bad way to go about it. I just believe that you have to find a way to outbeat yourself. Eventually, 100%. once you start beating everybody, you got to start outbeating yourself or you'll just stay 100%. Stagnant.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the next young champion comes along and passes you.
Yeah, 100%. I think my senior year, that's when I kind of, that happened to me. Like, I was just like...
You beat all the records
and everything like
that. Yeah, when did you win, like, your first... Okay, you said what, you came in second or something in the Whippeal in your 10th grade year?
No, my sophomore year, I won Whippeals in 800 mile.
Okay, so you won that.
Then I got... So I won two Whippeals championships, and then I won states in 800 mile as well.
Your 10th grade year?
My sophomore year of high school.
Oh, shit. So everybody was behind you at that point, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm the guy, and I still got two more years left? Damn.
Now I just got to go out here and beat all these records.
I need to know, like, when you're actually in the race doing the 800, like, what things are fueling you at that moment?
Right.
Are you looking at the time saying, yo, I got to hit this point by 34 seconds. Oh, I got to get there by 34. Like,
you got to focus on your breathing. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything got to be like, you got to be on a pace. Like, you have to, it's got to be a lot.
What is the strategy for that young boy that's listening? He want to know some strat. Like, what's that mental game like?
So for me at that point, it was my coach, St. Clair Williams. He would tell me, like, hey, you have to be at this point. Well, when I was, like, going after records and stuff, he was like, you got to be at this point at this certain time. You have to be at the 400 at this certain time. You should come to the 600 this certain time if you're trying to break the record. Yeah, if you want this record. So I would see him on the track. I remember I was coming around at Mars Invitational for the 800, and we usually go to Invitationals, and he would be like, hey, do you want to win the MVP of the meet? Like, so he would put me in every single like race. I would win the 400 mile, 800, two
same
mile.
Same as that guy.
I was about to say. So I already see what Saint's doing. That's thorough.
Yeah. So he was like, okay, because after a while, like, the invitations really don't matter. It's like, let's perform at Whippeals and States. So let's just win the MVP trophies at like these invitational meets, and then we'll worry about times later in the season. But as that happened, it was just like, hey, we can set records while we're also trying to get these MVP trophies. So I remember the Mars Invitational. I came around 400. In the 800, I came around 400, and he is just smiling at me because he knows I'm about to break the record, and I start smiling in the race, and that's what kind of just like, I don't know, like, and that just proves that you don't really got to be thinking about nothing in a race, and to be honest, you kind of black out, like nothing really goes through your mind in a race, like you might be there in the present moment. But, like, after the race happens, you're like, what just happened?
But you're
like,
just you don't remember in the moment.
Yeah, you're, like, so dialed in that, like, they could be blasting music in the infield, and I won't even hear it.
Right. Damn.
And I don't know, like, what goes on, but, like, it feels like seconds go by. Like, I could rerun the mile, and the race is over, and I'm like, what just happened? Like, I don't even remember what happened. You just kind of black out.
I think I'd be so dialed in to the start. Right. Yeah, to the start. Yeah. Like, you know, I got to kick out of this.
But here's
the thing,
though. You don't feel like that pressure behind you. Like, oh, man, here comes. Like, I got to.
He's already passed him. He's chasing time now.
Yeah.
I was, it's like, now chasing time. Yeah. Like, I ain't even like, worried about y'all.
So there was anybody, like, locally or any, like,
maybe specific teams that were like, you were like, okay, this guy's gonna be a problem. I didn't like that face. You see the face? You see the face?
No.
He was like, what are you talking about, my guy? Nobody's on my level.
Yeah, I think that I was just working so hard that I just was like, I'm not worried about nobody else.
You know how many dreams you killed around Beaver County? Kids was like, it's over for me, so I'm just like, I'm gonna just start smoking weed or something, you know what I mean? There's people in the county jail right now because of you. They had a future, and you were so dominant that you shit on their dreams, and now they was just like, all right, I'll just sell drugs or I'll just do something stupid because I can't get there. It's over.
It's over. It's a wrap.
It's not your problem.
Probably dropped out of school.
Not at all.
I remember going to the Whippeal Championship my junior year or senior year. We're all lined up for the 800.
And kids just sort of
everybody's already beat.
The dudes looked at me. The whole entire line looked at me and goes, hey, yo, Dom, do whatever you want. We're all racing for second place.
Jesus.
I'm not kidding. They said that to me.
That'd kill
me. And I was just like, what is going on? Like, how can you tell me that I'm just going
to
beat you?
I'd have been out here trying to slaughter you.
Yeah.
If I know I got to play, I'm looking at your times. Yeah. I'm practicing for your times. And
I'd have had a picture of Dom on my wall. You know what I'm saying? Throwing darts at his head.
I wouldn't have.
And that's what I wanted. I wanted people to just like talk shit to me before the race.
I'd have just tried to fight you.
I don't think I would.
You know how people that know they can't win? Like, you can't whoop me, though.
I don't want to fuel. You know, I would have tried to get in your head. Yeah. But I would probably have studied some meats. If I seen, okay, when people try to get in head, that fuels him, I'm going to just shut up.
Yeah, I'd look right over to him. I'd be like, hey, yo, this ain't 2016. What's up? What's up with it? Hey, yo, hey. Immediately, he's going to be like, oh, dang. Did he get better?
But I've never even met anybody else besides him that was like actively training. You know what I mean? Like, he was into running. You know what I mean? Like, people used to just show up and
goals.
Be like, oh, that's a fast guy.
He had goals.
That's a guy that could jump. But nobody, that's what I'm saying, though. But I've never been around that, though, like, with somebody, like, when it comes to track and field. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was just like I didn't see that till like, later on, like, in college or whatever. Like, in high school, I didn't know not one person that was like, you know, I'm working out for this event. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, what made you pick Penn State?
Because you said you got them, what, Virginia offers?
A bunch of offers. He's ranked, what, 2-3 in the country?
My sophomore year, yeah. And then
you can go down there to so many schools in the South where
California,
the climate's better. Yeah. Better. I mean, the facilities are going to be better and everything like that. So it's like, what would make you stay up north?
Yeah.
And drop
You can literally go pretty much anywhere you want when it comes to that. When you're ranked that high, you can pick anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I had, I'm not saying I could have, it all had to work out academically as well. Like for some schools, like when I was like getting talked to by UCLA, Columbia, Harvard, Yale, University of Miami. I remember I wanted to go to Ole Miss real bad because their coach like called me like,
and they say that's the best party school.
Ole Miss?
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
I don't doubt it.
That sounds crazy.
When we went to Tennessee for the football game, they said Ole Miss was the craziest place to go to party. We need to go to an Ole Miss game for the RV trip. So
their track and field team is insane.
Is it really?
That like party-wise as well. Like,
did you go on any, like, so, I don't know, like, when it comes to
unofficial and official visits?
That's what I was just about to say. Like, do you go on visits when you're ranked like that? Like,
so,
that,
like, when they try to recruit you?
I wanted to go visit Wisconsin. I wanted to visit Miami. I wanted to visit Ole Miss. I wanted to visit, like, all these schools, Texas A&M. And they were all calling me, and they were, like, not Texas A&M. What's the other one? Texas Tech.
Texas Tech, yeah.
I was getting letters in the mail. I remember UNC because I was like, oh, like I can't play basketball for them, but maybe I could run track there. But I remember I was getting all these letters. I was talking to people, talking to coaches, and they were like, hey, you want to come out for a visit? I'm like, yeah, let me talk to my mom. And my mom was like, hey, I know you get 5 visits, but we're going to cut that down to 3.
Visits.
5 official visits, yeah. And she was like, we're going to cut that down to 3. And I'm like, damn. Okay, like what?
So why? What was the motive, you think?
She didn't want me to leave too far away from home. Like, she was like, mom, I was like, hey, I'm going to go to Wisconsin. She's like, nothing is Wisconsin. What do you want to eat, cheese? And I was like, I remember I was on the phone with the coach in Giant Eagle. And he was like, hey, like, let's set up a whatever. And let's set up an official visit, whatever. And then I like came home and I'm like, hey. And she was like, there ain't nothing there. Like, what do you want to do? Eat cheese? I'm like, what?
Would she go with you?
Like, yeah, they paid for me and my mom. See, and
nobody in my family was able to be like, where you going?
I'm like, are you an only child?
I'll be back in 2 days.
No, I have three sisters.
Okay. Older, younger?
So I have two older sisters and then one younger sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, is it because you're the baby? Because, you know, moms and sons, it's like a...
There's a different bond.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's one of the moments, man. You got to let the kid live their life.
You got to let them rock.
You got to let them rock, man.
Five, because like I said, those are just the official ones. You could technically go on unofficial visits where they don't necessarily talk to you.
Go somebody any comes and everywhere. Finds
you
and
takes you around.
Go any and everywhere. I would never
everywhere.
Like, everywhere. Go everywhere.
Yeah. Did that put a little bit of a strain on a relationship at any point?
I think not really, because once I started taking these visits, I didn't know anything else but these visits. Like, I didn't know colleges until I took these visits. So when my first visit was at Penn State, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm coming here. Cause I was like, this is the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, I'd never seen something like this. Their track and field team is really good. Their 800 runners are amazing. And I was just like, I'm coming here for sure. And that was my first visit.
How much you want to bet? When he was on that visit, he checked their times and was like, I can beat these dudes. I'm definitely coming here.
Oh, no. They was...
Oh, okay. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. That's why I wanted to go there, though, because I was like, I don't want to be the best person on the team. I was like, I don't want to go somewhere where I'm the best person on the team and then who I got to train with? Myself? So I was like, I need to train with somebody that's way better than me so I could get to that next level. Dang. And Penn State had like four guys that were already like... I mean, obviously, they're in college. I'm in high school. But I was like, okay. And they're offering me... pretty much like they're paying for pretty much everything. So
you get
like,
paid, bro. Hey,
bro, you see that look?
Was you getting the NIL? Hey. You looking for the NIL?
You know what I'm saying?
I saw that too. I'm like, oh, yo, he got a little bit of cheddar.
There was just a bag sitting there. It was like, bro,
go in your dorm room, man. We got that little bag over in the corner there. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it to yourself, man. Just have a good time.
I low key wish that's how it was, though. But I mean, that would be nice. But yeah, then after I took my visit to Penn State, and I was like, I think my next visit was Michigan. And I went there, and like you said, I was checking the dudes' times, and I was already going to be the best person on the team at the time. I didn't know if they had anybody else coming in. I didn't know if they had like other people. But at the time, like, I would be training with a guy that's like 4 seconds slower than me. And Michigan's like, I don't know, I didn't really, they're...
Did you go to any schools? Did you go to any schools out west or down south?
No, so my mom, like I said, I only had three visits.
So you went Penn State, you went Michigan, and where else?
In Pitt. Because I couldn't get any other visits.
You to leave the Oaks.
You should have called. We could have took you to Pitt.
Man, I'd have drove you.
I know.
I'd have drove you down to North Carolina. We could have made a trip.
Oh, no, been
the
dope.
Thing is, they would have paid for my flight down and everything. Like, they was willing to pay for everything. My mom just...
Oh, so you didn't have to pay?
No, they fly you out, bro. You ain't never been...
They put you in a hotel room.
My bad.
No, I've never been on a visit. I
just had to. My bad.
But you get to go on the field for football games.
Oh, I've even been on visits for football. Gannon.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I went to Gannon. I visited.
That was
Gannon,
a tag along visit.
And
for both.
I visited Seton
Hall or Seton Hill.
Nah, yeah, Seton. The one up here, yeah,
Seton Hill. Not
it's like
Seton Hall.
It's like Brown.
Yeah,
it's like Seton Brown Hill. Brick.
It's not Seton Hall.
And there was another. There was a Christian one too. That
CCBC.
Nah,
I went on one visit for Penn State Beaver baseball.
I was like, for what?
Wait,
like,
isn't our baseball team good?
Middle class.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying they their whole ploy was to tell me that they were the creators of the microwave refrigerator combo.
That was their selling point?
That was their selling. It was like, when we walked into the dorms, I was like, I'm not going here.
We do big things. We do big things. I seen you in your freshman interview. You was talking about how you got to be around cats who was better than you. What was that transition like training-wise? Because I seen you said in the interview that you trained by yourself, but now you got to train with people. What was the difference?
And then like the facilities, like the workout program, like your... The diet stuff, everything.
Oh yeah, it was insane. Like I get to train with this dude named Isaiah. He's now he qualified for Worlds back in 2017, my freshman year, I think. I think my freshman year he qualified for Worlds. He ran for Nike. Now he runs for Brooks. And that dude was like, I would pretty much like just.
What does worlds mean? What do you mean? Like you're competing like the Olympics?
So pretty much like when the Olympics doesn't happen, Olympics is every 4 years.
Right, but right, right.
The years in between are worlds. So okay. It's pretty much like the
Olympics. I think they were just running those, weren't they?
They were.
Yeah.
Yo, what's it called? Just broke Michael Johnson's record.
No allows. Yeah.
Record stood the 800, right? No. 200. The 200.
Yeah,
200. Beat his time.
Just now?
Just
from all the way back
then?
Just
happened. It literally just happened.
Wasn't he in the
90s? Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was, the record stood for what, 25 years or something crazy like that? I think it was like 25 years.
I mean, that's a long time because, you know, like just.
Yeah, so now he got the fifth fastest time of all time or something like that.
If you take out Usain Bolt, I think Usain Bolt probably has like the first three.
And then Blake from Jamaica too.
Then you got Noah Lyles.
And then you got Noah Lyles.
So he's technically, I think, the third fastest ever.
Third fastest ever, but there's like four better times than him or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. You know, we're getting faster out here.
I mean, obviously, people would take steroids when they're like six, you know what I'm saying? Like there's all types of hormones in the food, like everybody, and people know how to train, you know what I mean? At an earlier age, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right, right.
So, I mean, I just assume everybody just gets bigger, stronger, faster.
Right. Yeah.
Facts.
I mean, that's a long time to hold that record though. That's dope.
Yeah.
So what was, Jay, you want something to drink? Good. All right. What was that change like for you? Like, what was college like for you?
So my freshman year, I didn't. So even in high school, I didn't drink. I didn't do nothing. I was about in bed by like 9:30. I didn't really even hang out with my friends in high school, and I kind of took that over to college. College, everybody was going out. I was like sitting in my dorm room, going to bed at like 10. I would only do things when we won something. Like, I would only do something when I had something to celebrate. So, my freshman year.
Celebrate every weekend.
Sound like BMF. He said, you can't buy a bottle, what you in the club for? What you even here for?
I dig it.
So, my freshman year, I think Big Ten's happened. And what's it called? I got third in Big Ten's in the indoor 800. I got third. As a freshman. And my friend won.
Redshirt freshman or a freshman?
True freshman, yeah.
Okay,
I
got you.
So I got
third.
Can you
redshirt in track?
I don't. Oh, yeah. I'm assuming so.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. You're just running. Like, go ahead. Show up.
You continue your story.
That's.
So. so I got
my
third.
My bad, dog.
And then after that Big Ten's happened, that was like I celebrated then. And then, but then after I celebrated that, it was so dope how like the team came together and everything that I was like, so inclined to win now. Like I even had all my teammates, I'm like, yo, we gotta win a Big Ten championship as a team, because if we're celebrating for second place as a team, imagine what would happen as a first place team. So that like drove us all to like do like wild outdoors. And I didn't drink at the time, so I'm like, hey, I need an excuse to drink, because I was like, this was dope. Like drinking for one of the first times in my life, I'm like, this was dope. I need to do it again.
It just sounded so wild. Like you said, the first time I was like,
right.
Oh, we could do this every time we win? Oh, I'm training even harder.
Right,
like,
right.
That's the craziest inspirational quote. I felt that, bro. Like, that inspired me.
Because he's looking for any reason to drink.
Right now. You know, I'm drinking now.
Yeah,
you know,
we had to pause, so we just drank now.
That was my excuse.
It's 5 o'clock on Monday.
So then we go outdoor, and regionals happens. I qualify for nationals. And then obviously I qualify for nationals, a whole bunch of other teammates qualify for nationals. So we party again. So I'm like, oh, this is dope. But
and y'all just building that bond. Like,
yeah. And the team was so dope at that point. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But right before that, actually we won Big Tens as a, track and field team. First ever Penn State team to ever win Big Tens.
Oh, that's dope. You was a part of that. That's crazy. Yeah, and Penn State's been around forever. You mean top program and just almost everything.
Yeah, they got second a couple of times, but we were the first men's team to ever win Big Tens as a track and field team. So that was like insane. Like that,
right.
That was like,
and Penn State
and everything. Yeah,
is like, I mean, it's just obviously a football college, but I mean, it's the only thing rocking out in the middle of the state. Like at the epicenter. Like it's a college town, and so if you're a guy or whoever,
Oh, it's got to be a blast.
Did y'all gain some kind of celebrity status like the football players did? Somewhat?
Not really, no.
I'm saying, did you get any buns from winning? That's what we're
saying. That's what you're trying to say.
I mean, like, literally.
Nah, Hampkins.
He got a girl. You had a girl this whole time, right? High school sweetheart, Jacqueline.
Yeah, Jacqueline, yep.
What?
Yeah. We do our research. We do creepy research.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you have to look
at
up.
Oh, the black girl.
The black girl.
Hey, hey, first.
Shout out to the homie with the
pod that got a black girlfriend. Had to be the white guy, too. That's what we doing out here. You feel what I'm saying? I found out all you other motherfuckers on that Cracker Barrel shit. You know what I'm saying? It's bullshit.
God damn.
Right. I mean,
he's white. He can say it.
He's 100%. Yeah, he can do that.
And I support black women. You feel me?
Yeah.
Especially tonight.
So how do you feel about interracial relationship?
No. No, but how was that, though? Because as a college athlete, sun up to sun down.
Yeah.
And was it long distance or she came to Penn State?
I started dating her my sophomore year of high school.
Is she from Beaver Falls?
She's from Ambridge.
Okay. Sophomore year of high school?
Yeah, sophomore year
You've
of high school.
You've been dialed in early on everything.
Y'all made a track?
Huh?
This is getting weird, but I'm going to get that.
Little rock. I forget how it all happened, but somehow she DM'd me on Twitter. And
you don't know how it happened? You don't know how it happened?
I seen that.
You was
800.
That guy.
No.
That's how it happened. You was that guy.
I seen you hit a minute and 56 seconds.
And what's crazy, bro, if you look at all your pictures, bro, she liked you back then, and you didn't have the sauce, bro.
He didn't have sauce.
You had the sauce, bro. You got the beard, and you had the beard, and you turned it up, bro. That's all I'm saying. Like, she had it.
I mean, that's not a lie. That's not a lie.
Bro, the beard did wonders for everybody, to be honest. I'm saying, like, it's a real thing.
I'm mad that my mom let me get a one every time I went to either the chop shop or whatever. Like, she would just curl my hair.
That was so specific.
Like, I would go to the chop shop and be like, yeah, let me just get a one.
No line. Just one.
No fade game.
No fade. No, nothing.
Oh, yeah, man.
Just the regular.
She been holding you back, bro.
I remember the last time I got a haircut from my mom was 11th grade. I remember this dude looked at me in the lunch line and was like, dude, you're
a black guy.
Fucked up. No, it was actually a dude named Kiernan Brown.
I know Kiernan. He's white.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
He looked at the back of my head, and that's the last time I ever let my mom cut my hair. Oh, I was like, yeah, I got to go. And then I just went to Chop Shop and paid money just to get the same thing because I was like a one. A one is...
Nah, see, when you go to a barber, you got to see,
but
like,
your
hey,
mom,
man.
Your mom's only going to go get them Walmart clippers, bro.
Yeah, true.
That thing's is like $27. You know what I mean? Like, when you go get a one, they got real professional
but
clippers.
But once you go to the barber shop, you got to let the artist be an artist.
Yeah,
like a barbershop, he should know, like, this is going to look fire, like, or this is the new style, or this is what's going on. Like,
let's get back.
She DM'd you.
Yeah, my bad. We got all.
Oh, yeah,
we
so
got
she DM'd me. Somehow set up a movie date or something. Went to the movies.
What'd y'all watch?
I think it was Ride Along.
Boys had Netflix and still went to the movies.
Yeah, Ride Along. Yeah, and then ever since that, it was just like...
She went to Penn State as well.
So when she graduated high school, then she went to Penn State as well.
So
she was a year
behind
you? Was
she a track runner or anything?
Yeah, she was a year behind me. No, she played volleyball. Actually, it's crazy because she says that she didn't start running track because I ran track, but
100%.
I remember I was at the Central Valley Invitational, and I think at that time I won like the 400, 800 mile, 2 mile, and she... was like, oh, like, you're doing all this, like, let me try to, I'm gonna do the 200, whatever. She comes around the bend and she's getting dusted by like 75 meters, and my mom just looks over at me and goes, oh, she shouldn't be out there running, man. And then she like comes over to me and she's like, honey, you need to stop running. My mom told her that right to her face, and my mom was like,
my mom is a savage. Like, this is like the fifth point where it's like, she's just like, no nonsense.
So
like, everything is whatever.
Like, when you was at school, when you were at Penn State, so she ended up going to Penn State, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did she like understand the grind when you're there? Because I mean,
say,
a lot of your time, you're training. You're away from
you need your
her
sleep.
Time. You need to get sleep. 100%. You got to do all these other things. Like, how was she?
I mean, she was cool with it since high school. I was doing the same things in high school. I was going to bed at 9:30.
Okay. Well, that's why she went out for a track.
Don't call me past 9:30. I can't do certain things. I'm not going to parties. I'm not going to hang out with your friends. Like, when we hang out, it's like
they probably had bad conversations anyway.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, it's a high school relationship anyway.
Who's to sit around and listen to a bunch of chicks? Like, shut up.
No, but I was just like, it was a grind in high school, and then it kind of just went over to college. And I remember she was like, oh, you're not going to come to my senior prom? I'm like, no, I got track. Like, I got stuff to do. Like, I could have came home easily. I could have easily came home, went to her senior prom. But I was like, no, I got other stuff to do. Oh, you coming
home?
But
that's the day I'd have got held back. You know what I mean? Day I can't train. Day I can't compete.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
But that's support, though.
Yeah.
That is. That really is.
Huge support. It sounds like y'all work.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be hard to find something like that. Again, somebody that understands.
100%.
That's going to be difficult to find.
So what do you do?
I'm a doer
on that
anyway.
Level to support her and her dreams and her aspirations. Like, are you there for her?
He is her dreams. You feel what I'm saying? Fuck is you talking about?
I think that she made it. Now, instead of like me being in charge, me being the first person in a relationship to like, oh, I need to do this. I need to do this in my life. I think that it's kind of like I don't take the back road, but I kind of like ease off myself. I'm still going to worry about my career and everything, but now I need to support my girlfriend, Jacqueline. And I think I need to just like be there for her more because I was so I really was really selfish for the past so many years just for running. And I think I had to be.
So you have to be good, to get to a certain level.
Yeah. So now I think that I kind of need to like stop being so selfish and just kind of like play that role of like a supportive boyfriend. You know what I'm saying?
What's she into? Like, what's she do?
She's cool. Baking. She loves baking. She loves like she's graduating this fall to for a child education major. She loves working with kids, but she's also a phenomenal baker. Like my graduation party in high school cooked. She baked everything for it. My sister's baby showers. My sister's.
You think she wants to start something with it?
Oh, that's what I'm hoping to do. I'm hoping to like get enough money so I could give her money to open up like a bakery or something. Like that's what I want to do because I know that would be insane. Like her cooking is.
We already
insane.
Got the spot, cuss.
Life is transitioning.
Yeah.
Now you gotta kind
now
of.
Now I gotta. Yeah, exactly.
You gotta
now
be
I
supportive
should,
on that back end.
Exactly.
Now. You know
exactly.
I'm saying? She was there 100%. For this whole time.
She was there for
so me hold on, hold on. When did you graduate? What year?
I just graduated just this May.
This May.
Because I just moved out 10 days ago, right?
Yeah. I just moved out of my apartment up at State College 10 days ago. It's because God I.
Damn.
Hold on. I mean, before we get there, before we get there, before we get there, before we get there. I want to talk about this kick, bro, at the end. At the end of your races, bro, like, because you are always leading. What's up with the back end, bro?
And you just pace it out? Like, you don't...
Like, you start off... You don't want to turbo it up? You start off so fire and so fast.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Like, is that the accomplishment? Like, so you don't have to start...
It likes it. It seems like it... Am I wrong? I could be wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
Like, you don't know track.
It seems like at the back end...
You ain't got that push. You ain't got that kick.
You slow down more. You start off quick.
You mean, like, the... Coming home, like
or just anything, so, like the last lap, or like whatever you feel like the last is
the
like,
one where you won and you dove across the finish line.
Oh, at nice. Big Tens, yeah. I mean,
so you're winning, you're okay, blowing everybody
that's a
out.
Whole different. That's okay. That's a whole
that's
different.
That's what I want to hear.
Okay,
keep it a beat.
So that year, that was my fifth year. So that was not this past year, but the year before that. I had this problem ever since like my sophomore year of college. I think it's because I lived in like this really shitty house. It had black mold all over the place. Like it was called the track house, but like it was disgusting.
I wasn't ready for this at all.
So I got this like breathing problem. Like obviously like running, you need to breathe, whatever. So I got this like breathing problem and it was messing me up the entire time. And my coach was like, hey, like you won Big Tens your junior year. Like, I don't think it's really that big of a problem. I'm like, yo, like, this is a really big problem. Like, if I can fix this, I could be even better.
Probably that coach wasn't as supportive as Saint was.
I can't. I'm not gonna, But he was a really good coach. But he, so finally, my fifth year comes around. I'm like, yo, I need a surgery. So I get surgery on my sinuses because I had, like, chronic sinusitis disease or something. Get surgery on my sinuses. They do it wrong. So I'm out for a period of time. Yeah, they did it wrong. It's a $30,000 surgery.
What do you say?
They just do it wrong. Yeah.
First off, what sinuses? You mean like your nose? Or I mean, what's that mean?
Yeah, something. My nose was like.
Nah, your butt, bro.
No, I'm just saying. But like, where? How do you get surgery? Does he look like he had surgery?
Well, yeah, because they like, so they had to like shave some bone off in my left nostril.
Okay.
Because it was like obstructing my whatever when I was breathing. And then they go into your sinuses because they wasn't draining. So like usually like your sinuses drain. But mine wasn't draining, so it was just staying there, and it was like clogging up my breathing somehow. I honestly don't know the entire thing behind it, but that's what happened.
And they messed the surgery up.
they messed it up, and I had to come back and get another surgery. So for that entire time, I'm out training. I come back, and I train for like a week or so. And this is like this is now in like September. I had to get another surgery, so I'm out for another period of time. And then I come back from training. I asked my trainer, even though, I mean, I feel like enough people know this story now. I'm not trying to throw him under the bus or anything. I asked him to fix my back, because my back's a little messed up. And when he goes to fix it, he broke my ribs.
Like some chiropractor shit? Damn, broke your ribs?
Yeah, so he broke my ribs. And so then I was out. So this is all a whole bunch of non-training. This is like the entire fall of my fifth year. I'm like, why'd I even come back if I'm just not going to train? So then he does that, and I'm out for like 9 more weeks.
How the hell?
So then I come back from training, Christmas break. It was like December. I start training again. And then all of a sudden, I'm training for like a month and a half straight, maybe. And right before I'm supposed to have my friend Isaiah pace me in a race to like set me up to like run a national qualifying time, I get COVID. So then I get COVID. So then I'm not training for another 2 weeks. And Big Tens at this point is in 3 weeks. So I'm not training for 2 weeks, whatever. I come back the week before Big Tens. And I'm like, my indoor season's over. My coach looks at me and he's like, hey, run. So Big Tens is the next Friday. This is Thursday. So this is 8 days out from Big Tens. Mm-hmm. I go on a run that day. The next day I do a workout. The workout goes crazy. I like do it really well. And then he's like, hey, you're going to Big Tens next week. I'm like, I just ran my first steps in like that long, no training yet, like yesterday. And he was like, you look fine. So then I go to Big Tens that meet, don't expect to do nothing, make it to the final. And then my coach was like, hey, like, whatever, like, how are you feeling? I'm like, I feel like shit. Like, I legitimately just went all out in the prelim. Like, I don't think I got nothing left for tomorrow. So the final's going to be bad. All of a sudden, the final goes around. They leave the race up in the air, and I just take it. And I'm just like, whatever. So when that last home stretch, you see me on that last home stretch, that is not training it, like barely training. I'm dying.
So that's
like,
your max. You was maxed out.
I was maxed out at that point because I had no training. I had no base training. I had no workouts underneath me. So when I went, I was like, yeah, I went way too early. And then just like nobody passed me I don't know.
Still got the dub.
Yeah, that was like one of the most craziest things that happened in my life. Because I was like, that don't even make sense. Like, how do I just win a Big Ten championship? Because
you a dog.
That's it.
You just got Lenny.
Is he the only athlete in Beaver Falls that got his own banner in the gym?
Yeah, you did tell me that, and that to me is crazy. Because
that's insane.
Because we don't recognize anything but basketball. And football.
Listen, like I said before, it's not sexy to be a track star.
No,
you know what I mean. Like you won states when you came back home. There wasn't no parade, no nothing, was there?
What was that? The
Tiger Alley
parade or Labor Day parade or whatever happens in the spring, that parade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that parade, they would just like put me on a little something and I'll kind of ride.
He was on a float by Yodolo?
Not a float. It was like.
Man, who's that white kid?
Riding in the back of the car.
They took him down to Legion. Like,
no, they always supported me. They always did.
Who's they?
The school? Dr. Nugent, Mr. Carbone, all them. They was always supportive. They was always cool.
Yeah, but
Mr. Fab as well, yeah.
I feel like the paper supported me more than the actual town. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's something that needs to change.
Well, they need something to write about.
I agree. But it's like, I think needed more love, I feel like.
There's not enough marketing.
Beaver Falls.
Well, I think
with football and basketball, it's easy to market because everybody's at the game.
Yeah.
But
and it's a whole team, too. Yeah. Like, doing what?
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's at the game because it's football for Beaver Falls.
Right. There's no need to market. So when someone like these kids who just won that kids who are real smart gifted program, they won from Beaver Falls.
Nobody was there.
There's no marketing.
Stop it.
So what? They should have got the same.
We got the fastest LG program.
We should have got the same thing, but we're not used to having to market, and we needed to market that.
What? I'm the best at working out and the best at reading.
True. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
No, I mean it's huge, man. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is my sarcastic attitude is how basically people think about things, or how what the
every single
is.
Time he goes to the Beaver Falls gym, when you have kids.
That's crazy, bro.
You can go like, hey.
This is insane.
I know. People.
That's me up there.
That's not a team. That's your boy. Like, so,
I didn't even know they were doing that either, and it's crazy. I thought they were just announcing me at halftime, whatever. And I was like, oh.
You had no idea?
No. My coaches didn't have an idea, nothing.
That was crazy.
Just like,
so you cried. That was dope for them to
like,
do
like, I just, like, showed up, and I was just like, they started announcing my name, and I'm like, oh, like, thank you, like, whatever. And then all of a sudden, like, I see something rolled up in the top. I'm like, nah. Like
Did you cry?
I definitely went home and cried, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't cry right there, but I was just like, yeah, that was insane. Because I still get
probably a
my
shock,
friends
like, what
somehow.
The?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My coach was even like, no way. Like, this is crazy.
I mean, this
like,
is unprecedented. Like, that yeah, thing, that, just, this like, doesn't happen.
No.
And it just has your yeah. name on there and then everything that you did?
Yeah, yeah, everything I
did.
Damn. I've been telling you
this. You won't get buns forever.
I've been telling you this for years, right? Like, I knew that I was going to go to the Olympics to go see him.
We talked about this.
We talked about this a billion times. I was like, man.
Didn't we also say that one year they was having like nationals or something like that? It was like in Oregon. We were like, bro, we're gonna go.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was like, I don't even know this kid.
So you are completely done with running.
Yeah, now I am because like I had a broken femur, I had a broken tibia, I had a broken fibia. Like, I just kept getting hurt. My Achilles, I had both my Achilles problems. That's why I did so many years in college as I did, because I was getting hurt the entire time. Like, I was like, I wouldn't go too long without training. Like, I would train for a little bit, and then something would pop up.
So why are you in jiu-jitsu?
Doing jiu-jitsu.
My friend, because my one friend started doing, he signed to John Jones's manager or something. He was my roommate up in college. He's a national champion boxer. And he started doing it. And then I started, like, hanging out with his friends. And then I was just like, might as well try this. Because they were always just like, yo, you would be good at this. Like, you should do this because you like to wrestle dudes in the backyard. Like, every time, like, I get the chance, like, one of my friends is talking. Like, we would just wrestle in the backyard or just like.
Oh, so when you get to drinking, you're like, Ty.
You know what I'm saying? I was about to say, because that's like a lot of, like, no, Ty, like you, motherfucker, you could beat somebody up in my house.
No, it don't even have to be drinking. It just be somebody talking shit. And it's just like,
ready to go.
It's all the way up. We just talked about it on the way here.
Yeah,
it's just wrestling. It's not like throwing punches. Nobody's like trying to actually fuck somebody up a couple times. But yeah, it's just like more
jiu-jitsu
wrestling.
Is like groundwork, right?
Yeah, choking you out. It doesn't translate to street fighting.
So like, say if like if someone broke in right now,
you would immediately
like get on your back and like, come on, like,
come on, motherfucker,
come on,
get down here.
You came to the wrong house.
You came to the wrong house.
I thought that too.
I'm on my.
Meanwhile, he just step over you, rob you real quick, and run out.
Right.
You'd be on the ground like, what's up?
I 100%. I thought the same thing until I went in there, and it's more of like,
yeah, start kickboxing.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think it's like, I don't know. A whole bunch of dudes I went in there and looked at, I was like, oh, I'd fuck you up. And then we started going on the mat, and I'm getting choked out in like 10 seconds. And I'm like, oh,
yeah, that's
maybe
what they
I should have fucked with him.
That's what what's his name said, too. But it's like, it just looks like, from outside looking in, like, we know it's real, but it looks like
rape
prevention or something.
If they could get super close to you, then it might be different. Maybe get a little different move on you. But if you don't let them get that close to you, then...
So that's what you're doing now. You're doing, like, you're not going to do no marathons. Like, you're
jiu-jitsu. I'm definitely doing marathons. Yeah, for sure. I want
to
do the
Boston
Marathon.
I was about to say, you're going to try to qualify for that? Because you got to go through qualifiers.
Yeah, you have to qualify for
that.
What?
Yeah, what's it called? My dude's doing it right now.
You can't just show up?
Wilts.
Wilts? Yeah.
He's, like, literally going through all the... He's a nut.
Yeah.
A nut. He runs, like, 7-8 miles a day.
It's dope.
Damn, that's crazy.
Just to, you know what I'm saying? And even more than that. Just so he can make it to these qualifiers. He got a, in September, he has a qualifier in September that he's trying to get ready for now.
Yeah.
So we can go ahead and run a Boston Marathon next year.
So how many people did it let into this thing? Because I thought you just showed up, got a number, and you just took off.
No. You know how many people want to be in that?
Yeah.
You have to qualify. If you don't qualify.
A lot of people in Boston, I guess. I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know if this is serious.
Yeah.
But that's how I think. I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, go jogging today?
That's exactly how running is, though. That's why it's like... I feel like when I started doing well, people are just like, okay, like, you run. Like, it's still not even the cool. Like, dudes could win a world championship, Olympic gold medal.
Nobody's going to care.
And nobody really gives a fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's why there's really no money in track and field either. Like, you have to be either Olympic gold medalist.
Right, you don't really go pro in it.
Yeah, well, you do. Like, there's, like, my friend used to run for Nike, and now he runs for Brooks.
What?
So he literally just runs under, like, Brooks pays him.
That's dope.
They give him all the gear. They give him all the travel. Like, it's literally like you run under a company. So instead of like you run under a team.
That can't pay enough. Like
it's like NASCAR. You put a lot of stickers on your car.
Enough for
the
you
top
not to
dogs
have to work.
Get paid. Top dogs, like, like Cindy McLaughlin, I think she got like 1.5 million.
Who the hell's that?
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. I can't even like throw names out.
You talk about the girl from Full House? I don't know. Like something like.
No, but my friend makes enough money to. Like he makes.
Have a good living.
Yeah.
And it's, really it's strictly, living. He just trains. Like that's his
just
job.
Just train and run. And you have to show up to so many meets a year.
I felt like when I said train, I meant run at the same time. But yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't think that track and field is not sexy. I think the issue is it's just the same thing, marketing.
Yeah.
Nobody's marketing. Like football, there's somebody to hate. Yeah, there's somebody not to hate. Boxing, there's somebody to hate.
But listen,
people are talking shit. You got the Chad Johnsons, the Ocho Cinco.
So you're saying
ain't nobody leaving track saying, man, fuck.
Did he say the same guy? Are
you
different names?
Are you saying that you have to like literally make up a personality?
100%.
You don't have to market the 100 meters though, or the 200. It's just those long distance ones. Nate, bro, we were just talking about the Johnson guy, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That he just broke his record from the 200.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, we know Bolt. Then we know, like, you know, all these other guys that were running. You know what I'm saying? But, like, who you know is doing the 800, running the mile?
Yeah.
I could care. Yeah. I saw it at the bar the other day, and I was like, I'll wait till they get to a real event. You know what I mean?
You gotta make it out here working out.
I like seeing people run just the fast, short races.
Yeah.
If you know you're about to race against some Mexicans, show up in a sombrero.
I love track. I think it's just crazy, period. Like,
if there's some Italians, show up with some Italian food. Yeah. You know what I mean? You gotta be like Floyd.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
No, that track and field definitely needs people talking shit, but it's so...
It's not that culture, though. Like
It's not that culture, and it's also just like, you don't really know what you got that day. Like, you could show up one day and just get dusted in front of everybody. I think that's why people hold back, because they've seen so many people line up against, and there's not, like, a certainty, like, oh, you're going to win.
Yeah, your start could be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Your mid could be fucked up.
Yeah, anything could happen. And then you talked all that shit, and now you just, what...
I don't know, man. I'd still talk.
Just imagine having that moment when you're stretching before and you're like, I just know I don't got it today.
Yeah.
Like, I can feel it in my legs.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't going to be the day.
Yep.
And get cooked.
That's got to be.
And you're on live television, too. So everybody sees you get, like.
You was talking all that shit?
Yeah.
You shared a meme a while ago where one sentence was crossed out. It said, they're so lucky. It's crossed out. But then you said, wow, they worked hard.
Yeah.
What made you share that?
Because I heard so many people say, like, oh, you're so lucky. Like, even some of my, like, I thought were closer friends back in high school. Like, I thought we were friends. And then they would just be like, man, why didn't it happen to me? Like, why can't I do this? Like, oh, he went to Penn State for this. Like, why didn't I get accepted to Penn State? Like, why not me?
Welcome to Beaver Falls, my guy.
Yeah, I mean, it took a while to learn that. Though, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I just always, like, didn't think that, like, close people would just be doing that. Like, I don't know. I didn't.
But you got to understand.
Were they venting or were they talking to you?
No, I would hear it from other friends. Like, okay. I would hear it from, like, yo, we were out partying or we were at a club and all of a sudden some dude started saying your name. And
he wasn't even that good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like I woke up and ran every day. What did you do, my guy?
Yeah.
And so would you say, like, the meme was to inspire people to realize, it's all hard work that combined?
But also, the amount of work I put in, like, I was going to cross-country races. I was racing a cross-country race in Hopewell, come back, and I would be in the gym lifting with Coach Saint for the next hour and a half, 2 hours. After that, I might go to the Y. I might bike. I might swim. I might play basketball. I might go in a sauna. I might do that. Like, I was spending so much time training, and like the amount of work I put in, like I just feel like I definitely was, like I said, with Sabina, my coaches in high school, my mom, my dad.
But I feel like just this right here is going to open a lot of people's eyes, like, because they would just probably say, oh, he went jogging a couple. Like I said, people downplay with it. There's a lot that goes into this. You know what I'm saying?
It's not just
to make it to that level. Like,
right.
Penn State just don't go after anybody. Like, it's quiet for you. So you got to be that guy. Like,
right.
It's a handful of people in the whole state and even out of state. So, I mean, that means a lot.
Yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to you, man.
Appreciate
literally,
it.
Man. Like we're very selective on the guests that we have on here, man. Like, we've been trying to do it for a long time, just have certain people that inspire us or teach us something. And you're one of those people that inspired us. So we wanted to have you on because you know, you You're one of the best athletes that we've seen out of our area.
And he's crossed a threshold that we haven't seen crossed. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody thinks about track and field, especially this area. And he's, you got a banner, bro. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
There's a lot to, bro. You better not have kids. They what they gonna do?
Did we cover it all?
Oh, we covered it all, man. What's some advice or some jewels you got for, you know what I mean, somebody coming behind you?
That was real open-ended.
Yeah, I think that if you think you're working hard, you're really not working that hard. Like, I promise you, there's other people out there working harder than you. And you just have to keep that in the back of your head. Like, there's always somebody out there working harder than you. And it might not be the truth. You might be working to your max potential. But if you keep that in the back of your mind, it's always going
to push you to be better.
Push you to be better. Yeah, because if you just, like, sit out there and, like you said, like, oh, I went to the gym and I lifted. Like, yeah. That was like a training thing. Like no, you need to, like, you should be lifting. You should be
cardio.
Running,
you should be, yeah, you should be doing it's everything. Legs, like, it's everything. Like, yeah.
If you think you did enough, you probably didn't anything. Do enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
That's the story of my life.
I think what's dope about your story is not only you actually accepted the mentorship. Like, if people actually look back at their life, there's a lot of people that tried to mentor them.
But he also got access, and he did accept it. And that's a, you know what I mean? You found a lady.
Yeah.
And it was just like, how do they know?
That's a blessing.
And they knew, like, every level.
Because adults will try all the time, but either that kid's going, don't see the value in it, and they keep going, it's definitely Ty.
Too many people that I graduate with, even in Beaver Falls, that could have did something and just left it all out there.
Right.
Just like, it's sad. It's honestly sad to see, like, so many people.
Moral of the story, grew up in Colonial Oaks. Go through that grind. You know what I'm saying? That grind. It's going to make you want to get out of Colonial Woods.
Start running your flip flops, you mean?
You in
there.
Shout
out to Kirka. And D Rob from the Oaks, too.
Hey, Colonial Oaks brings a different grind. You know what I'm saying? Bump PV.
That just,
you know what I'm saying? It's
that just sounds you was Oaks.
Come on, bro.
He also ran 11th Street Hill, though, and that's to the view.
126 Secord. I ain't live over there in no apartment.
Hey, yo, hold on real quick. Real local question. Did your shorty live in a village up there?
No.
All right, good. I was like, yeah, you got to let that one ride.
Oh, yeah. Nah, she told me about that.
That's hilarious.
Hey, but low-key, that's the spot that be.
That's it.
I mean, I feel good about
shout
it.
Out to them Nittany Lions.
You see how I grabbed the head, bro? That's when
I feel like that's when you start taking a seat back.
That's when you got to get in your bag.
I grew up in the struggle. Colonial
Oaks,
Dom,
how my voice sound, bro?
Hey, what's crazy?
Can I be a rapper, bro?
He ran out of Colonial Oaks years ago, bro. You just got out yesterday.
Yeah, you hear it.
Spark that off, Ty. 724 to the 717. We had Kiwi on. Then we went and we brought Dami on. Moy was here too. Everybody from the Nittany Lions. Shit, we bringing through the crew.
Through the crew.
Who's next, dude? That's that white and blue. You know we staying true. They loking too. Pick the mic up, I pass it. You know how I do, them niggas is classless. I wasn't in class, kid. I was skipping, running around town, nigga. I was on the ass kit. They try to throw me in the mix. I got 2 minutes. This time I'ma get 156. They call me Dom Beretta. Come through clack, clack, with that Beretta. Blast niggas, it's gonna scatter. He don't rap, I rap for him, feel me? Mama said come home 5 minutes, I'm over at my homies. I gotta get there, cause if you gotta know me. Coming through the good, moving, I'm in the slips. I'm coming through the woods, mama, I'm here sweating. She ain't even notice. I'ma pull back up in that Lotus. And I'ma give her one.
I ain't got that, man.
Love you, mama.
Love you, mama. Shout out.
This boy Dom shouted Beretta. Out his mom. That shit is hilarious.
I'm gonna start rapping for the guests.
For the guests.
Yeah, you gotta put a rap together, bro.
Hey, shit was fire, bro.
For yeah, sure, man. I appreciate it.
Definitely, appreciate it. Thank you for coming on, man.
Thank you.
Shit was a good time, man.